Notorious mobster stunned by latest Hunter Biden allegations, mind-blowing. Salvatore, Sammy, the Bull, Gravano reacts to new developments on Fox. Texas border business. On December 2, 2023, Gravano expressed astonishment during an interview with Fox News in response to the latest revelations in the Hunter Biden influence peddling investigation. Gravano appeared on Jesse Waters Primetime on Thursday following a bombshell report indicating that a bank investigator responsible for detecting money laundering flagged unusual and erratic activity related to several large-sum wire transfers to accounts belonging to Hunter Biden. Gravano's reaction underlines the gravity of the allegations, adding a dramatic twist to the ongoing scrutiny of the Biden family's financial dealings. Here now, notorious mobster, Sammy the Bull. How are you doing, Sammy? Waters began. I'm doing pretty good. I heard your opening monologue, and it's incredible. It's an incredible story. I mean, it's mind-blowing. I don't understand how the country is just sitting back listening to these things, and no action is being taken, Gravano responded. If you want my opinion, there are so many guys that I know who would go to prison for 20 to lifetime sentences for this kind of stuff. And when it comes from the president, the vice president, and people like that, it is beyond theft. It's treason to a country. Gravano emphasized the seriousness of the allegations, recalling a time when treason was punishable by death. I remember when I was younger and I was in the military, treason was something that you faced the death penalty for because you're robbing every man, woman, and child, every race, black, white, Hispanic, Asian. You can't get a more disgusting crime than this. He continued, I've been hearing it over and over again, and I don't understand why no actions have been taken. Certain people like yourself are talking about it, and I'm very proud of you. Gravano lamented the lack of action from media professionals, attributing it to job security concerns. I know many people in the media industry, men and women through the years, and they're good people. They went to colleges and universities to come out and stop things like this and protect us small people, yet they do nothing. And I know why they do nothing. I spoke to a lot of them. I'm not going to mention names, but a lot of them have. They're a single mom, or they have a job that's paying well, and their bosses won't let them talk. And if they do talk, they get fired, and it's a shame. Waters then summarized Gravano's point, you're saying that the Biden family's treasonous and that the feds know they're dealing with the treasonous family, but many honest people in the federal government are afraid to speak out because they'll be fired and destroyed. Gravano agreed, yes, without a doubt. I cooperated years ago, everybody knows it, including the FBI, the federal governments and prosecutors, John Gleason, and different judges, and they were so honest. It was unbelievable. I was proud to be with them for a while. I'm still friends with a lot of them, and some of them tell me, Sammy, I spent my whole life in the FBI. I'm embarrassed to tell somebody I'm an ex-FBI agent. And I said, don't feel like that. Just get out, speak, talk against it. Do something. Don't sit back. He reflected on the sacrifices made by veterans and the apparent disregard for their service. Our forefathers died for this country. I'm a veteran. I go to the VA hospital and see people walking around without legs or arms. They fought for us. They died for us. They lost parts of their body for us. How do you think these people feel when they go home and look in the mirror? Everything they gave for us, and we are sitting back and doing absolutely nothing. Gravano also criticized current border policies, describing them as an invasion. The open borders people are pouring in, they're invading our country by the millions, not tens of thousands, millions. And we do nothing. Waters concluded, I never thought I'd hear an inspiring patriotic speech from Sammy the Bull tonight on primetime. But I think you're saying things that many people agree with, and you've paid the price and served your time. And I think what you're telling me is you're seeing things that mirror what you did and what you were involved with back in the day. Gravano concurred, it's true. But we did things. I don't even want to compare we are choir boys compared to these people. We always had a thing about protecting the public. Gravano reflected on the changes in New York and said, I have friends and family in New York, and they turn around and say, Sammy, it was so much better when the mafia was in control in New York. Things that are going on, I see the lighting of the tree. These things are so important to me, not for religion or things like that. It's so festive, and it brings love and respect. Waters wrapped up the segment by acknowledging Gravano's sentiments. Well, we do need to bring back love and respect. I'm not sure we would have to bring back the mob if we would take care of things ourselves. But Sammy, it was great speaking to you. Merry Christmas. I know it's a little early to say that, but Merry Christmas, and thanks for joining us on Jesse Waters Primetime. Gravano responded warmly, thank you so much. It's my pleasure. I watched you years ago when you would interview people from colleges and run around. You're the main person now and doing a great job. You've done it from day one up until now. Continue it. It's my pleasure to talk to you. Anything I could ever do for you, just let me know. This article is based on a televised interview with Jesse Waters that aired on Fox News on December 2, 2023.